Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a very big story and show for you today. We will hear from a local congressman as he responds to the hearings that are going on in Washington, D.C. More on that in a moment. Plus, Nicole Russell from The Federalist will explain what we can learn from the Thai soccer team and the rescue attempt there about manhood. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
No, Mr. Gowdy, it wasn't. I do not have bias. My personal opinions in no way.
Well, then why did you get kicked off? Why'd you get kicked off?
That's a question that Mr. Strzok had a little bit of a tough time answering today as he continues his testimony before the combined committees of the House Judiciary and House Oversight Committees. They are meeting in one of those committee rooms. If you could, if you haven't seen it on TV, it's one of these committee rooms, you know, where they have like two layers of desks and then the guy sits down at the table in front of him. And then you've got all the audience behind him. Well, here they had to pull in two sets of those two set desks. And so you've got four sets of desks. And I've noticed something today I've never seen before in this hearing. And this is really rather remarkable. You've got one side that's asking for facts from Mr. Strzok. What did you mean when you said blank? Did you go here? Blank. Did you do this on this date? Is that possible? You know, fill in the blank. They're asking for facts. Who, what, where, when, how? What does this mean? Why did you use this word? What is this supposed to be understood to mean? The other side is doing things like... Mr. Speaker, can we interrupt with a point of order? Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a point on that. Can we take a roll call vote on some sort of tabled motion that they had? Can we subpoena more people to come in to this hearing? Like, they're trying to literally obstruct the time away from being able to conduct the hearing, and not a single question from that side that relates to fact finding. They even cheered at one point when Mr. Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, they cheered him. They clapped and applauded and cheered him when he gave an answer to a question. They cheered for him. He's been disgraced. He was moved from active duty as an agent to the HR room. He's an embarrassment to the FBI. And they cheered him. Now, he started out the day by saying he wasn't going to talk about questions that related to the Russia investigation, which is ironic since he was the lead investigator on the investigation. He was the lead investigator on the Hillary email investigations. He was the unique single person in all of America that basically had unchecked power over both of those investigations at one point. At the same time, over the course of time when he's running those investigations, he is illicitly texting a woman that he is having sex with that he is not married to. So this is a man who is in his position overseeing the investigation into Hillary's emails and how those were handled, and also then shifting gears and becoming the lead investigator into finding out if Russia actually worked with anyone on the Trump campaign to rig the election so that he could win. He's the one guy that has the ability to touch both investigations, and he's illicitly sleeping with someone he's not married to. I don't know when that became okay in the Bureau. I always thought that they got rid of people that committed adultery, because when you commit adultery, you're able to be blackmailed and have all kinds of other issues. And then he says that these long, lengthy trails of text messages back and forth with his illicit lover at the time on his government phone, not his private phone. He didn't do it on the phone that he owned and paid the cell phone bill for. He did this on the phone that you and I pay for. He did this on the phone that you and I provide for him, that you and I pay the bill to. And he said, well, we're only going to see some of those anyway because there's personal things on it. Well, why did you put your personal stuff on your work phone? He kept trying to invoke today, those texts were personal. They reflected personal views. But on his work phone, he has a lengthy, lengthy list of text messages that say things like, he won't get elected. We will stop it. We will resolve to work on those contingency plans, like we discussed in Andy's office. He'll never become president. He called people that voted for President Trump intellectual hillbillies, something like that. He said he could smell Trump supporters from miles away. And then after, you know, 100 or more of these texts, he has the kind of gall to say to the American people today that he had no bias and that his personal views of things never worked their way into his job, which was to decide an election or to decide the efficacy of an election between Hillary Clinton, the investigation of which the inspector general said broke all kinds of protocol in going too easy on, and Donald Trump, who he says in the text messages, we will stop. Friends, I can't believe what he is saying. I don't think it's truthful. And neither did the chairman of the judiciary, Congressman Gowdy, from South Carolina. And let me just give you a sample of what he had to put up with today, cut number two.
Here's what I want to know. Who's the he and he's not?
He is then candidate Trump.
So when you said, no, Donald Trump's not, in connection with the question, going to become president, what's the it?
Chairman
Gowdy.
We'll
stop it.
Chairman Gowdy, that text needs to be taken in the context
I'm asking, look, if you want to have a debate over a two-letter word, we're going to have to do that some other time. What and who did you mean by it?
Mr. Gowdy, as I've stated, that text was written late at night in shorthand.
I don't care when it was written.
About.
I don't care
it's
whether it was longhand, cursive. I don't care about any of that. I want to know what it meant, Agent Strzok.
It would be his candidacy for the presidency.
See, wasn't that
and
tough?
My sense that the American population would not vote him into office.
Right, right. Well, we hadn't gotten to the will yet.
Well, I'm trying to cut to the chase and explain the text.
The will is the American people. Is that right? That's your testimony. The will stop it. You were speaking on behalf of the American people. Is that correct?
Mr. Gowdy, what my testimony is and what I said during extensive asking of this question during my prior interview is I don't recall writing that text.
Are you denying writing the text?
What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy of
Agent Strzok, that is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
Nobody asked. It's true. I'm going to miss Trey Gowdy in the Congress, by the way. I hope he becomes the Attorney General. But this is, I wrote a chapter in my first book called Words Mean Things. That's exactly what Trey Gowdy is zeroing in on here. When he says, no, he will not become president. The he was President Trump. We will, the contraction. He's saying, at first he said, I didn't write this text. And then he said, well, I was saying the American people would stop it. But that's not what he was actually saying. At least I don't believe. I believe he was saying his investigative powers, we will stop it. What's it? The becoming president of the United States. Very big firework. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. It seems unfathomable in the McCullough house that we would ever have bedtime without such things. But because there are 2.7 million kids that have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty, go into foster care, engage in high-risk behaviors, etc. Zeke was one of those kids.
It's seventh grade, and the best thing about this day was I'm waking up excited to go and try out for the basketball team. This is something me and my dad had worked for a very long time. But I'm also waking up to the sight of seeing him being arrested and taken to jail. I go to school, you know, make the team, tryouts were great, and I rush home thinking he's going to be there, but he's not. So I start to feel anger. I start to become frustrated, and this is just one of those moments where I just feel like I lost my best friend. You know, this is something we've trained for, and now he's not here to share that moment with me. He was taken away for 2 years, and in my mind, I thought I was the only one who was feeling this, but around Christmas time, in between those years, we got a knock on the door, and It was this company called Angel Tree Ministries. Now, I had no clue what Angel Tree was, but I was about to find out soon enough. They basically gave us a scholarship to go to camp for a week. Now, I'd never been to camp before, and I didn't really want to at this time, but I get there, and that whole attitude just changes. This place is absolutely amazing, and I realized that, yo, I'm not the only one who's going through this. I'm not the only one whose parents are locked up, or one of their parents is locked up, and being able to share that with somebody, share that feeling, that frustration with someone, and have them respond was life-giving, actually. Being able to go back year after year after year has been incredible. Like, this is where I truly decided to accept Christ in my life. And not only that, but this is where I grew my love for student ministry. I'm a youth pastor now, 29 years old. And this has been my dream job. I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministries. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. I wish I could go into depth about how much it means to me, but words aren't enough. Words are not enough. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here, again, 29 years old, sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through or are just growing in their faith. And it is absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, and I can't see myself doing anything else but this. So, again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life, and I can't thank you enough.
That's Zeke Griffin. With scholarships to attend an Angel Tree summer camp, children build relationships with their camp counselors. They hear the gospel. They experience the love of God in the great outdoors. Maybe you have fond memories of summer camp. I definitely do. Then you can help a child make those same great memories. $200 sends one child of a convicted person to camp through Project Angel Tree. $200 sends one child to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to go and wouldn't be able to find the love of God. 855-240-7721. Sponsor a child right now. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of the rescuers inside the cave was Ivan Karadzic.
When I saw the diver and the kid in the horizon, I still didn't know if it was a casualty or if it was a kid. But when I saw that he was alive and breathing and seemed to be all right, yeah, it felt very good.
That's one of the guys that did those amazing rescues for three pretty long days, 9 to 12 hours each day. They were going 2 miles deep into a cave, some 4,000 feet below the Earth's surface, about 2.5 miles, and having to go through places where they had to go completely underwater, go down one side and find their way to the other and make their way up through there. What does this all mean to the rest of the world? Well, nobody's really written very much about it. That is until Nicole Russell filed her piece for The Federalist today. The Thailand cave rescue shows why men are necessary. I love the summary subtitle better. The rescue shows the power of science coupled with courage and why society still needs masculinity. If it weren't for men, some people would still be stranded in caves. Nicole Russell rejoins us. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So make your case. How do we women couldn't have done the same good in this scenario?
You know, I want to say on the outset that women have a lot of valuable traits, a lot of valuable characteristics. I'm kind of getting pummeled on Twitter for this piece already from women who are saying either that yes, they too do good things, or that they could have also done this. So I want to make note that I'm not anti-woman. but I will say that in there are a lot of scenarios in American society where men are more competent. And they prevail because of their natural wiring and their natural characteristics their masculine traits, typically if it's a man who embraces his masculinity. And this happens to be, you know, one of those kinds of situations. I'm sure there are women out there who are in great shape and who could do things like this. But I'm kind of speaking more generally about the general population, and the fact that, in general, men tend to be more athletic. They tend to be stronger. They tend to be better at war. They tend to crave that kind of conflict. They're naturally wired to be protective and to do the kinds of things we saw here with this rescue. Right. Even just the way the Thai Navy SEALs kind of framed, you know, if you follow their social media, you know, there wasn't 1 ounce of fear or 1 ounce of trepidation or cowardice. It was like, we're going to go get them, and we're going to succeed. And when we do, we're going to say, hooah. And that was, you know, and I just can't see most women reacting that way. And so it's one of the things that I think it's really important that our culture appreciates about men.
Well, what's interesting about that is that the Thai Navy SEALs were that way even after they lost one of their own. So you had someone pay the ultimate sacrifice, and you still had hooahs ready to go in there and get it done. Actually, that's a Marine expression, so we should separate that. But yeah, you get what I'm saying there.
Absolutely. The fact that you still had, and this happens all the time in American military and around the world, where you have men see that their comrades die in war. You have men sacrifice themselves in law enforcement. And still their comrades will go to work again the next day not because men are sexist typically. I mean, some men are sexist, but I'm speaking generally that typically it's because men are naturally wired this way and they are gifted, in these arenas.
What's interesting about what you're saying though, is that, people of common sense, everyday workability, persuasion, you know, just they go to work, they pay their bills, they try not to speed, they take their kids to Sunday school, they, you know, they do all this stuff. They're just the normal people of America. They don't have any confusion about this issue. So when a trans boy wants to play for the girls' track team, and their kid gets bumped from the final qualifying spot for the relay race, or the trans boy wants to play on the girls' softball team because he didn't make the baseball team, as was documented in California, and he gets a spot on the girls' softball team, though he is biologically male. We see a more profound pronouncement about this, but I wrote a book about masculinity several years ago, and the illustration I used is, look, a fire department, very masculine. I got two boys. They both, you know, have fire trucks. And, oh, I'm going to be a fireman when I grow up. Okay. A fire department rolls up on a burning house. You may have a 5'4" woman that can get off of that truck, average height woman, average weight, and say, okay, guys, I need two ladders around back. I need two guys up here. We're going to go through this door with an axe, and we're going to take that thing off over there, and then we're going to shut this down. And she may have the best ability to actually see, compartmentalize, and strategize in terms of what's going on. But if you send her up the ladder to retrieve me, a 6'2", 200-plus-pound man, she's going to struggle with that. Where if you send up the 6'8" guy, you know, he's not going to have any problem getting me out of the window at all. So it's not,
absolutely,
it's not, it has nothing to do with their value to the ultimate operation.
Right.
You're just acknowledging simple biological differences.
Absolutely. This is where the feminist movement has really gone awry. And this is also, as you insinuated, where the transgender movement has too, because by a boy, a biological male switching to the girls team because, you know, identifies as female, he wins because of his natural traits that he really doesn't want to honor. And in the case of the illustration you just gave about firefighting, I have often used a very similar illustration about women on the front lines. You know, if you're a feminist, but you're married and your husband gets shot, who do you want trying to drag him to safety on the front lines? Do you want one of your BFFs who's 5'7"? Or do you want you know, another SEAL who has been trained in the art of war and is physically capable of bringing a man to safety. And yeah. I think that's, this is, like you said, this is not rocket science. This is not something that even typically we should be fighting about. But I thought this particular rescue,
I think you're right. You know, and I think it really sends a really good message. And it's one that we need to continue to reinforce only from this standpoint. The confusion about who men and women are continues to be one of the most misguided pursuits of our culture, and it is it is taking us off the rail in so many different ways. So good job. Great piece. The Thailand Cave Rescue shows why men are necessary. Nicole Russell is her name. She's a contributor to the Federalist.com, and I strongly suggest that you read this. Nicole, thanks for being here. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now. Compared to what it was, I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know, it to me, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you, and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD.
with 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
My counsel has reiterated that counsel for the FBI has directed that I may not answer that question.
Mr. Strzok, in a moment we will continue with the hearing, but based on your refusal to answer the question, at the conclusion of the day we will be recessing the hearing and you will be subject to recall to allow the committee to consider proceeding with a contempt citation.
Wow, that happened earlier today, and for good cause, because Mr. Strzok, while he was willing to answer a number of questions related to things that are connected to the Russia investigation, he didn't want to answer a series of questions that Chairman of the Judiciary, Trey Gowdy, started with, and that kicked off a very raucous 10-minute spree, as I've already been talking about on the broadcast. Joining me now to give some perspective, particularly as it relates to the voters and taxpayers of the greater New York tri-state area, and specifically his district, the 11th Congressional District representing Staten Island and South Brooklyn, is Congressman Dan Donovan. Congressman, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Kevin, it's always good to be with you. Thank you for having me again.
What's the circus going on in that hearing today?
Well, it's amazing, Kevin. I've been in Homeland Security Committee hearings all morning, but from the reports that are coming out of there, it is a circus. The Democrats clapping at the testimony of a witness. I've never seen that before, and people who have been here a lot longer than I have never seen it before. You have an FBI agent who's in charge of investigating Russian influence into our elections in 2016 and shown his bias and prejudice and efforts to stop one of the candidates from winning. I think this is probably unprecedented in the history of our country. And to tarnish the reputation of the FBI, our largest and for many people the most proud investigative body in the world, is just remarkable to me. And I think we're seeing history being made in the Judiciary Committee today.
It's just been rather remarkable when you consider that, and people have been burning up my Twitter and text all day today, but here's the thing. He has said, I have no bias. Well, number one, I've never been a believer that everyone walks around and has no bias. And in fact, I don't even pretend not to. I don't think our journalism necessarily is better off when we try to pretend that we don't have bias. That's why the early newspapers in America were called the Cleveland Democrat and the Columbus Republican and whatever else that was put across the front of those pages. It was admitting that people's bias existed, but at least you saw it. In this case, he had a series of texts, some of which referred to things he still hasn't answered for, you know, contingency plans discussed in Andy's office and other things that he will not answer. And he says, well, it's related to the investigation. I'm not allowed to. And then he'll go off on other things and say, you know, well, I clearly was only kidding there. And at other times about the same text, he says, well, I have no memory of even making that text. Congressman Donovan, Paige was supposed to testify yesterday behind closed doors. She's seeing everything he's saying today, and now she's agreeing to come tomorrow. There are rats aplenty that I smell here, and it's not sitting well with me today.
Well, Kevin, you're absolutely right. I mean, I was a prosecutor for 20 years before I came to Congress, 8 years in the Manhattan DA's office, 12 years as the elected prosecutor for Staten Island. And we used to say about people who were on the stand, particularly people who are under fire and who are under scrutiny, that they admit what they can and don't admit what they can't admit. And that's exactly what you're seeing from this FBI agent right now. And as far as Paige, you know, in a criminal prosecution, not that this is a criminal prosecution, but you always separate witnesses so that they don't tailor their testimony be in line with another
right.
witness's testimony. And don't worry, tomorrow the members of this committee will scrutinize her testimony and be sure that whatever she's saying, if it's in line with what's being said today, is not because of what's being said today. It gives a lot of cross-examination Nation, materials for the prosecutors or for the people who are questioning this witness tomorrow to see if she's tailoring her testimony towards or in line with what's being said today.
Let me go back to you as a prosecutor, Congressman Dan Donovan, who we're speaking with, who I hope will be the next congressman from the 11th District of New York's congressional delegation. Congressman, the idea that you can have, and by the way, all of the text messages that were turned over, he did so. He selected and said these were the ones that need to be looked at. He didn't send any texts that came from his personal phone, but these were texts that were on his work phone. I am of the opinion that all texts made from the government phone should be open for examination, but he is refusing to authorize that at this point. But when you have 20 to 25 texts and they say things like, we will stop it, they say things like, there's contingency plans as discussed in Andy's office. When they say things like 100 million to zero, when they say things like this guy is a tragedy, when they say things like his supporters are hillbillies and I can smell them from here. Congressman, that's animus. Would a prosecutor be allowed to proceed with a case in a courtroom if they had that level of animus for the person they were investigating?
You know, I used to say to people, when you think you have a good case, would you rather prosecute it or defend it? And in this case, it's undefensible, the things that he's saying. And remember, he's a senior member of the FBI, Kevin. He's part of an investigation into meddling into our elections. And you're telling me with these bias, these prejudices, these statements that he and Page have made back and forth to one another, that's not influencing the outcome of their investigation, not influencing, good folks doing an investigation, let the evidence lead to the conclusion. This is a conclusion that they were trying to get the evidence to lead to.
Right.
They have already concluded what they wanted the result to be. And they were trying to tail the evidence while they were still on this case, before Mueller removed him from the case. They were trying to get an outcome that they wanted and would get the evidence tailored to support that outcome. It's very evident from the statements being made. Listen, not everybody was supporting President Trump. But when you're in a profession like an FBI agent who is investigating this election, and you have shown your prejudice, your bias, your hope for results,
animus,
and you're in a
yep.
position to do that, Kevin, again, I just keep saying this is unprecedented. We've seen nothing like this in our history, particularly from an agency like the FBI.
Yeah. Well, we've got to do something to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. But former prosecutor and current Congressman Dan Donovan, we appreciate your time today.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, so glad you're with us. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And on Thursdays, we do kind of dial back the front page just for a little while to usually talk about some parenting tips and some things that will help you at the task of being a better parent. Shelley Goldberg is my resource on this. She searches high and low for helpful things that will apply to your life. And she searched high and low for helping me find a good time with the lovely bride just a couple of weeks or just last week, I guess, because she set it up for me to go meet the manager and to experience a tour of and to eat the tasty food of a place called Opry City Stage here in the city. Shelley Goldberg rejoins me now. And Shelley, I need to say a huge whomping thank you to you. It was a fun night. We did not stay super late, but man, did we eat good. And it was so fun hearing about the story of how Opry City Stage came to New York. I owe you a big debt of thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Kevin. I just love that place. They stream live over the weekend, so you're hearing Nashville right there as you're eating, and they have all these country western singers all day long. So it's a fabulous place, and I'm so glad you got to go there.
It was really incredible because as you say, on a Friday night after I think it's 8:30, they tap into the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. So the live stage show there, they then project. In fact, I think this week they even had all of the World Cup soccer games on their huge screens running in there as well. But the night we were there, they had this group. I hadn't heard of them, but they were a really good bluegrass country group. Come out, do 4 or 5 songs, take a break. And I guess we saw 3 to 4 sets of them while we were just having dinner and enjoying our time. And then I got a private tour of their recording studio upstairs and their ballroom. And I got an explanation of all the gold records that are on the wall and the members of the Opry community. And then there's this collection of four presidents who have been part of the Opry life. And it was just really, really cool. And for people that follow Christian music, there was even some pictures of Amy Grant and Vince Gill and some of those guys. So it's just a very fun place. And I would say super friendly for the family if you're looking for a fun night to do something very different, because you don't think of New York City in terms of country music or Nashville or barbecue. And Shelley, I have to say, I am a brisket snob. And I mean, when it comes to being a snob, I am a true snob of brisket. The brisket on that menu is to die for.
I have the same thing. Yes, I have the brisket too with the grits.
Yeah. And if people, and I didn't eat the grits because I'm on this, program I'm on right now. But if people also didn't have it, they need to try the buffalo cauliflower, because it is not only delicious, it's really spicy. And I love the spice. And my bride had a great time. We had a great time. I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to the Opry City Stage. Yep. And if people are coming to New York, if you live in New York, if you're just coming in for a day, if you're coming in from out of town, come and enjoy it. You will not be regretful 1 ounce to spend your time there. It is great, great, great time.
Nashville comes to New York City. Kevin, I'm so glad you had a great time. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you a bit about, I can begin this, about multiple intelligence. Have you ever heard this phrase?
I've heard
before?
The expression. I've never quite fully understood it, but I understand it to mean that it's different. It's the way people process different learning styles.
Okay, we're going to go into it a little bit today, and then we'll continue it. But, you know, when you talk to people about their school experience and learning experience, I'm sure you find it, that as adults, there are people who look back fondly. They felt the teacher really got them, understood
right.
them,
yep.
motivated, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then other people feel like, oh, my gosh, I hope my kids don't go through what I went through. You know, they didn't understand me. And over the last 25 years, Howard Gardner's theories have really taken off. It's Dr. Gardner. His whole thing is that everybody has numerous computers in their head. It's not one.
Okay.
And if you can tap into the mental computer, you know, where there's the most power running, you stand to have a much more exhilarating experience and learning experience going through school. And he's identified 9 different types of intelligence. He started with
wow.
7, then it went to 8, then it went to 9. I'm going to read them off kind of quickly. But if anybody Googles how Dr. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, it comes up immediately. It's all over
okay.
the place.
Gotcha.
And educators have been using this.
So what are they? What are the 9? Okay. What are the 9 computers?
So it's the naturalist intelligence. That's understanding about plants and animals and being very sensitive to nature.
Okay.
Musical smarts.
Yeah.
Discerning pitch, rhythm, you know, and tone, and things like that.
Yep, yep,
logical, mathematical, existential intelligence. I like that one. Those are people who kind of ask those deep questions, like why are we here? Where are we going? How did we get here? What's the point of life? Blah 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 blah. Interpersonal smarts. That's when you have great communication skills, like you. body kinesthetic. Those are like your athletes and your dancers, people who express themselves and understand the universe better through movement. Interpersonal, people who spend a lot more time understanding their own feelings. They're very aware of what's motivating themselves.
Right, right.
Spatial intelligence is 9. Those are your sailors, your pilots.
That is great. And friends,
yeah.
I want you to check them out. And you know what? I've already identified with just my 3 kids. I think I know a little bit about which one each of them is. And like you said, there's probably more than one president
in
each person.
There's overlap.
Yeah. But you have one that's more key than others in most people. Something to think about today, friends. And good stuff, Shelley Goldberg. Thank you so much. It's
thank
Kevin
you.
McCullough Radio.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. The Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
That was Mr. Gowdy from earlier today, and he just did such a fantastic job of putting Mr. Strzok in his place. In fact, Mr. Strzok kind of did himself in. He wouldn't answer Trey Gowdy's questions. Then he subjected himself to a long litany of things that Mr. Gowdy had to say, to which he did respond some. And then he wanted to have time to kind of respond uninterrupted, so he got that. But then later in the hearing, he starts answering questions that were similar to the ones that Mr. Gowdy had. And the chairman of the committee today, Mr. Goodlatte, said, you know what? You're answering questions related to the Russia investigation. You don't get to plead the fifth now. Because you just answered all these. And so he had to come back after the lunch break and actually answer a bunch more questions from Mr. Gowdy, which was awesome. But there was another interesting, there were several series of interesting questions that were asked of Mr. Strzok today. And the chairman, Mr. Goodlatte, was not, he was very curious about a couple of the things that Mr. Strzok had said in days past. He said that not only would he have to face contempt for not answering questions if he had not chosen to answer them, he ended up answering them. But then he asked this question, cut nine.
What does Trump support smell like, Mr. Strzok?
Sir, that's an expression of speech. I clearly wasn't smelling one thing or the other. What I was commenting on is living in Northern Virginia.
What does that mean?
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. So earlier.
Seen or heard.
See, earlier he also said he couldn't remember the context of his texts. But all of a sudden on this one, with the word smell, with the implication that he was calling Trump supporters stinky, sewer rats, people that did not smell good to him, with the revelation of that, he's all of a sudden giving context. Well, what I meant by it was this and that. And yeah, I didn't remember writing it an hour ago, but now I can tell you exactly what it meant when I wrote it. How this guy still even has an employment with the FBI is a little bit puzzling to me, because I don't think if you have broken your marriage vows and you're shacking up with a coworker in a department that builds its brand and by necessity must do so off of integrity, I don't think that's a very good thing. But I also find it utterly unbelievable for you to be the one guy that controls two of the most significant investigations that both happen to have an impact on the presidential election the year that it is happening, have a mile-long litany of animus documented on your government phone, and then say, but I always approached my job with complete lack of bias. I think Peter Strzok's kind of an impish ninny, kind of a girly man. I think he's a bit of a coward, and I think he's a liar. I'm Kevin McCullough.